Up next on American Restoration.
This is an awesome piece of Americana.
I want my beers ice cold out of this thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I see a couple problems. Didn't get cold.
Oh, wow.
That's a 1940s Walzer candy machine.
I can pick it up by Friday?
People have no concept of how much work actually goes into each one of these jobs. I'll do my best.
Holy crap.
As long as no one acts like an idiot, we shouldn't get stung. There's one sting.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. Today, Cowboy and I are going to pick up a refrigerator from a customer. I'm excited to see what kind of condition it's in, and Cowboy's excited to see if there's any beer in it.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? Nice to meet you, Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, good to meet you. This is Cowboy.
Cowboy, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
So this is it.
This is it.
I'll tell you one thing, I love doing refrigerators.
I can't wait, man. I want my beers ice cold out of this thing. And
that's what I'm talking about, cold beer.
He doesn't even put food in his refrigerator. All it is beer.
Straight beer, huh?
Beer.
Right on. This fridge has been sitting in the back of my dad's place for as long as I can remember. It's just been out in the sun. I'm turning my garage into a hangout spot, sort of a man cave, and I want it to really stand out in the room.
This is an awesome piece of Americana. What's really cool about the 50s stuff is they threw the chrome on, and they laid that stuff on there to where it stuck out. I mean, it was a pretty piece of art or an appliance in your house. In the 50s, people started making money. It was all about getting the newest, flashiest appliances for your home. And the refrigerator was like the centerpiece. Back in the day, they had wooden refrigerators, actually. And they were just literally an ice container. So you had to go to the store and get a block of ice and then put the ice in the bottom or the top, and then you could have your stuff all cool.
Really?
Yeah. Kelvin Ayers was one of the first companies that used refrigerant in refrigerators.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Now you could actually put your food in there and keep it for a long period of time. Nowadays, people's fridges and freezers are full of instant pizzas and TV dinners. Not back then. Back then, you froze ice, and that's about it. What's your plan for this?
Well, I want this thing looking like it did when it left the store. My dad had an old 57 Chevy that was green, and I don't know if that's a color that we can, paint it.
Sort of a teal green.
But yeah, I mean, it would mean something to me, you know, that particular color.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great. All right, well, I see a couple problems.
I see a big one. There ain't no beer in it.
That's gonna change, though.
The thermostat feels like it's bad. See how it's spinning over? It should stop, so we got an issue with the thermostat. This is the icebox, the original icebox. The part that's missing is the door. It was a piece of aluminum, and it had probably writing on it from Kelvinator or something like that. The bottom down here, this was storage. Didn't get cold. Doesn't look like it ever got anything in there. It looks like potatoes. The body of this is not in bad shape. It's just missing a few parts. But the biggest question is what's around back. Kelvinator actually made a compressor. The compressor is a sealed unit that usually doesn't leak. It's all welded together and they don't leak. That's why they keep working, okay? This may be good. You know, the wiring, we'll go through all this wiring. This is the line that goes up and goes inside the evaporator, okay? This all comes off. If the compressor on this thing still works, we'll be in great shape. If not, this could get expensive.
It sounds like you got a lot to do.
Well, it is a lot. Total restoration cost of this, as long as the compressor works, is right at $1,500. That's total.
Really?
Everything I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
That's everything he's doing.
Me, I'm the one that does it.
After it's done restored, though, they're selling right around $3,000.
$3,000?
$3,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's definitely worth it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Great investment. So, you want to do it?
Absolutely.
Right,
sounds fun. It sounds great. I can't wait.
Right on.
Right on.
Awesome.
If you have me over for beer when it's done, I'll do a better job.
Oh, you got it. Just let me know what you drink, and it'll be in there. I'm a little worried if Cowboy does come over here for beers, and he's never going to leave.
What you got here?
Well, it's an old Hershey bar dispenser. Back in the day, man, we'd go to Grandma's house and she'd be feeding us candy out of this thing, and she's not with us anymore. And my mom's birthday coming up, we'd like to get it restored for her.
I've known Ian for a long, long time. He's came by the shop a lot, but never as a customer.
You can almost smell the chocolate coming out of that.
Hey, sure that's chocolate?
I hope so.
I came to Rick's Restorations to get this 1940s vintage Hershey's dispenser restored for my mother. We're hoping Rick has time to restore this for her, and I think she's gonna love it.
Man, that's a 1940s Walzer candy machine. It's specifically made for Hershey's. They were usually in drugstores and stuff like that. It would basically work like you'd put a penny in, you'd pull the lever, and out come the little candy bar. And as a kid, man, I remember, you'd have a nickel and you'd go inside a candy store. You were like a millionaire, man. You get all that candy for a nickel. I mean, that's a big deal. Hershey's didn't need a machine to sell candy. They could have just put it on the shelf. But this was a marketing tool. You would actually be drawn to this candy machine because of its look. You put in a penny and it's interactive. Push the knob, get out a candy bar. I think we do a nice chocolate brown, right? Paint job on it. We'll take this off and repolish it all out to where it looks all brand new again, okay? On the front, we'll end up putting a brand new piece of glass and we'll slide in that brand new artwork with that insignia all over the front of it. We'll end up putting a new top on it for you with the back incorporated in it with a new lock. It'll look beautiful, just like it did in the day.
All right. And how much do you think that's gonna run to do that?
Because the top and the back's missing, it's also missing the glass, and it all is held together with the top, I'm probably gonna have right around $350 in it.
$350? Right? My mom's birthday is in the end of this week, so I can pick it up by Friday.
I'll do my best. People have no concept of how much work actually goes into each one of these jobs. We gotta sandblast this thing, do body work. We'll need to recreate the graphic insert and then go through the mechanics to make sure it's working correctly. And then, once everything's set, we'll need to paint it three times and let it dry. We'll get it done for her. I would love to do it, and yeah, she'll be happy with it.
All right, Rick. Thank you very much, my friend.
On its own, a week is just barely enough time to get this project finished. But we have at least a dozen more jobs going on at the exact same time. In other words, we have zero room for error. Any mistakes, and we could miss the deadline. One of the most tedious processes for us is cleaning off rust and old paint. That's why it normally falls on Bradley, because he's the lowest one on the totem pole.
So I do most of the sandblasting here at the shop to get any old rust or paint off. And right now, I'm starting with the smallest piece I have, which is the backing for the Hershey's machine. The sandblasting box is called a glass beater, and we use that for small pieces and thin metals.
Cowboy! What'd you do now?
This metal keeps bending, I don't know why.
What is this?
Sand.
You gotta use walnuts on aluminum. It gets hot from the sand, that's why it bends, it starts curling. Most of our projects we use sand, but sometimes the sand on the thinner metals causes a lot of friction and makes the metal warp. This Hershey's machine, because the metal's so thin, we have to use crushed walnuts. It causes just enough friction to take the paint off and not warp the metal. This needs walnuts, this sand, walnuts, sand. You got that through your walnut head?
Yes.
Get some walnuts.
Let's see our beautiful Hershey's machine. This is supposed to look brand spanking new. What have you been doing?
It's not cutting it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not taking it off at all.
I know, I've been blasting it for 20 minuts now, and the walnut's just not getting into it enough.
I heard of a new thing out there that you can use sodium with pressure and water, and evidently it takes stuff off. It won't affect the metal. It'll be something I've never done. There's somebody in town that does sodium, and we'll see what he can have done on this. Normally, I wouldn't experiment with a new process when I only have a week to get it done, but we gotta send it over and hope it works.
We're taking a couple parts up to a new system of basically sandblasting. It's using regular, ordinary baking soda.
I got a great group of guys working for me, but they can be a bit hard to manage sometimes. None more than my little brother, Ron.
This is pretty much the easiest part of the job right here.
My son Tyler looks up to him, and he loves going out on jobs with his uncle. I'm just worried that Ron's bad habits are gonna start rubbing off on Tyler.
Air-conditioned car, crank up the tunes. Not a whole lot of rush getting there.
Tyler and I are on our way to get the Hershey machine soda blasted. The sand blasting was too harsh, and the walnut blasting didn't work either. We're hoping soda blasting will be just what this thing needs.
How you doing?
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, I'm Ron.
I work at Mutton Jeff's Classics. We do complete auto body restoration. This is the soda blaster. Okay. It uses regular baking soda in it.
Wow, that big a bag? Did we get to bake a cake after?
Soda blasting is a lot like sandblasting. It'll take the paint off your car. You use water to control the dust, but it also helps to cool it. It doesn't warp the metal. It doesn't pit the metal.
Even if we have a guy that will blast the same thing for an hour, it's not gonna ruin anything?
You're not gonna ruin nothing.
So it's Brettley proof.
It is right? Brettley proof.
Here's a piece that we brought. It's thinner metal than we usually have.
Okay, let's give it a try. I think the soda will take it right off.
Soda blasting is really cool. It's sodium bicarbonate, which is basically baking soda, that they're applying to the surface with compressed air. It doesn't take paint and rust off with friction like sand and walnuts do. It takes them off with a chemical reaction, a safe one.
T, check that out, man. That's incredible.
Wow, I didn't think it could do that.
Dude, that is awesome. Watching you, it looked like you were just spraying with water.
That's what it feels like most of the time.
Right.
Unless you see the stuff coming off, you don't even really realize the soda's coming out. You just rinse it off and you're done.
Okay, guys, well, I think Tyler and I are gonna head off and get some lunch, and you guys finish it up for us and rock and roll.
All right, sure, sounds good.
We really don't take a lunch at the shop.
This is the perks of going with me.
I always wondered why it took Ron so long, like 3 hours to go to the hardware store, but now I understand.
My life is just nice, relaxed, easy pace.
Come on.
Bye, ladies. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. Let's go. Oh, my God. You did not just do that.
Right now, Tyler and I are working on a 1950s Kelvinator fridge. The challenge at the moment is to get the compressor out without snapping the line that goes through the evaporator. If that happens, that's a $100 bill right there. It ain't easy. That's why I'm the one to do it. Saved us $100. Now that we got it out in one piece, we test it to see if it still works.
I'm gonna throw a little power to this compressor, see what we got going on. See if maybe it even hums a little bit.
Fire in the hole.
There we go.
I hear it. That was anticlimactic.
Might have a live one here.
That's rare.
Yeah, it's getting cold.
It's cold.
Now that we have the fridge in pieces, all we have to do is clean them up. Then we smooth out all the dents on the surface. We have no time to waste on this Hershey's machine. We just got it back from soda blasting, and it's going straight into paint. We're gonna use a beautiful speckled chocolate brown. My paint gun's cool. It paints high volume with low pressure, which means it doesn't spray a lot of bad stuff into the air.
The chrome just came in for the fridge. Kyle and I are gonna put it on and do a last minute check to make sure everything works.
Beautiful. Check this bad baby out. Oh, sweet.
Ooh, frosty.
We're done.
Bye.
This Hershey's machine was a huge rush job. On top of that, we ran into a lot of obstacles. But we made it happen. The customer's here, and the paint literally just dried. I just hope he doesn't notice. All right, bud, you really had my ass working this week.
I had to, man. It's my mom's birthday, man. It's for mom.
Yeah, it was. We got it done, though, for
nice.
You, all right?
Nice.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
There you go.
Wow. Amazing.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, dude.
I love the way the Hershey machine came out. When I brought it in, it was a wreck. I did not think he could do what he could do with it in such a short amount of time. This will be one of the best birthday gifts I've ever given my mom.
I mean, this thing, it's small, but there's a ton of work in this little thing. The insides weren't too bad. Had a little bit of a problem with getting it, blasted. It was really hard to get the paint off. It was actually done in like a chrome or a cadmium plate. We had to get all the material off before you could paint it. I ended up painting it this chocolate brown. It has like metal flake inside of it, so when it's in the sun, it literally looks like a piece of chocolate. The label on the front, we had to re-digitize that, take it down to the artist and have him match that thing, because the piece of paper we had in there was destroyed. Right. And actually literally had to redraw it and then put it on a piece of vinyl so we could put it on the front.
It looks great. Does it work?
Well, here, let's see. The penny goes right in here. You pull the lever down.
Nice.
Little piece of heaven.
It is. I couldn't believe in a week's time that he made it look the way he did and that it actually functions and works. It's amazing.
The value on this right now is right around $850.
Wow.
That's what it's worth right now.
$850.
Wow.
Rick, I really appreciate it. You're the man. I can't believe you did it in a week. I didn't think you'd have it done, bro.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I hope your mom appreciates it.
She will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nothing about this was easy. It never is. But I'm always psyched to see a happy customer. I'm gonna need one of you to polish it. Yeah. What's up?
We have a problem.
We have a problem?
A little bit. Just come over here. Look. And it's right next to the showroom, so.
Holy crap. Oh my God. I bet that whole box is full.
Oh my. Well, don't get too close.
Okay, somebody's gotta take care of this thing. I'll get one of the guys to do it. Hey! Who likes honey?
Oh, Bradley.
Recently, we discovered we had a really, really bad bee problem at the shop. This beehive is about only 8 feet from the showroom, and that's where I do all my business. I can't have that. So Bradley's volunteered to fix it for us.
It's a real simple procedure. We're gonna tape up the holes and I'm gonna hose them down. Get her done, Bradley.
Cover the hole.
Don't be scared now.
This is gonna be awesome.
As long as no one acts like an idiot, we shouldn't get stung.
Oh, my God. Cover the hole, Bradley.
Bradley, be careful.
There's one sting.
We've been working really hard on a 1950s fridge for a customer of mine.
Hey, Rick.
Now that he's here, I hope we blow his socks off.
I'm redoing my garage so it's more of a man cave. I'm really stoked and excited to see how it turned out.
All right. Hey, Carlos.
Wow.
Yeah?
Oh, man, awesome. That's incredible. I can't believe it, man. It's the same fridge. Wow. So what'd you do, Rick?
We literally gutted this thing. Took all the insulation out. We took all the chrome off and re-chromed it. And then we even lettered this the same color as this here.
I wanted it to look like a 57 Chevy, man, and you nailed it. I couldn't ask for more. It looks great.
That's exactly a 57 Chevy green.
Man.
And in order to get this look, it was actually like doing a car. Of course, we pounded out all the dents. We ended up putting it in primer, putting a base coat on it, clear coating it, and then we sanded it all down and polished it all to give it that really, really nice shine.
I mean, I made it look that sweet. I did all that polishing.
So can we take a look at the inside?
Oh, I didn't do the inside. Do you want to look?
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
That's amazing.
It's like brand new, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that went into this. This door was missing, so we ended up making that. Put a little final touches on there, writing Kelvinator on it. Painted in the same sort of design as the front.
Yeah, that stands out, man. That really stands out. The colors are awesome. I love the way Rick painted it, and I think it looks great. So how much do you think it's going to be worth now?
Oh, this thing's right around $25 to $3,000.
Wow. That sounds fantastic, Rick. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You guys did a great job.
All right. Let's wrap her up, and we'll get you loaded.
Right on.
I'm really happy how the refrigerator came out. The team worked really hard to make it look like it came out of a showroom in the 1950s. They just don't make them like this anymore.
Rick did a great job. It looked like a piece of crab before, and man, it just really looks like a showpiece now, and I can't wait to get it in my garage, and you're gonna wanna go to the fridge and grab a cold beer out of it.
Oh, ow, there's one sting. Son of a bitch.
Bradley, be careful.
Ow, I got a deal for shirt.